Tech Talk alert, after our latest digital life hack, you're going to hear one of my weekend show's best calls. You don't want to miss it. I use Instacart to have my groceries delivered, but there's a huge price to pay for convenience. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Total AV. Get 85% off industry-leading security for all your devices at protectwithkim.com. Using Instacart to have someone go to the store, do your grocery shopping, and then deliver your groceries costs you, depending on your location, expect up to a 25% markup on the groceries. Some supermarkets on the app say their Instacart prices are the same as in-store. I always look for those. Then there's the delivery fee that starts at $3.99 for orders over $35. Now we have to add the service fee. This goes directly to Instacart. That's typically the cost of 5% of the order. And you can't skip this last step when ordering groceries, the shopper's tip. They've done all the work, so a tip, usually between 5 to 20% of your total, is in order. So yeah, it's a lot cheaper just to go to the store. To get ahead in life and at work, you need to be tech smart. So sign up for my free newsletter at getkim.com.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, check out this amazing call from the show. It's a real gem.
Ben in Torch Lake, Michigan. Hi there, Ben.
Hello, Kim. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. So what do you do there in Torch Lake?
I actually work at a hotel for now.
Awesome.
Just after the pandemic hit, they needed help, and you know, I stepped in to help them.
Well, that's awesome. So how can I help you today?
I wanted to ask you how you first got into cryptocurrency and if you were serious about making a Komando coin, because I heard that on one of the past shows.
Well, I've been dabbling in cryptocurrency for a couple of years. I haven't made any money with it, just to let you know. I'm more of the investor, the cautious investor. And, you know, I've thought about putting like a couple of $1,000 in maybe Ethereum or Bitcoin Cash or something like that. You know, there are 10,000 different coins, right?
Yes, I heard that on one of your past shows. Yeah. 9,998 or something.
Yes,
some said.
Well, probably by now, Ben, there's probably over 10,000. There's 11,000.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
And so with the Komando coin on our staff, I happen to have a really great guy who knows a lot about crypto. And if you listen to the podcast, he's a friend of a friend of a friend who actually tried to mine and didn't quite work out and good things like that. And so in order to really come out with a Komando coin, which I am really contemplating this, is that I really want it to be backed. I want it to be, it has to be obviously trusted, right? And it has
right,
to
correct.
Have, it has to have a purpose. So
yes, utility.
Yes. And it has to be giving back in some way. And I'm not quite sure how to pull all that together, but it's working in the background, if that makes sense. Does it?
Right. I understand. I mean, I've been dabbling in crypto for a while now also, and I've actually made a couple coins myself, just nothing special, but I've definitely put in smart contracts for new coins. So that's why I was asking.
So what kind of coins did you get?
Well, I made my own coin, but it's just called Richternomics, you know, play on cryptonomics. But I haven't done anything yet, but I do it on the BNB smart chain. In other words, it's BNB, but they have their own networks, and you convert it to smart chain.
Well, you know,
so that's what I do it with.
Well, you know, they're trying to come up with all different kinds of coins, and you have to be really careful because, you know,
yes,
some of them out there are really nothing more than pump and dump and pyramid schemes, right? I mean, so
exactly.
And you only want to invest in crypto, whatever you are prepared to lose. I mean, our very own Mike James. Mike James, you got into crypto. right?
Oh, yeah. How much fun was that?
Okay, so Mike, tell us your story.
Somebody told me that Dogecoin went up like 30 or 80% or something like that the previous week. So I thought, all right, well, what could go wrong? And so I bought $5,000 of Dogecoin, and it immediately crashed. I'm talking about within 1 hour of when I bought it. So, like, I was in my office about an hour later, and like, I'm out. And so I lost like $500.
So you lost $500.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Did you ever keep track to see if it actually went up?
It went up the next week, but then it went all the way back down to like 24 cents. I have not looked at it recently, but I don't know. I'm out.
You know, it's one of those things like, you know, like when you buy and sell a stock, right? I mean, you sell the stock to get the profits. And the worst thing you can do is look back and go, oh, gosh, I just lost like $2,000 because I should have held on, right? But with the thing with crypto is that if you're gonna buy it, I think you need to hold it. It's not something that you're going to buy and then let it go up and then dump. I mean, it's really something that you have to look at your portfolio and you have to see if this is really something that you want to be a part of. And what's also interesting in crypto, and I'm really glad that you called, Ben, and thank you so much for your call today, is that
hey, Kim.
Next week.
It's now at 19 cents. So I bought it at 34 cents.
Wow.
And it's gone all the way down to 19 cents.
All right. So that was a good move.
It was a good move. I got out. Yeah.
It was a good move. So I think, Mike, you ought to just stick to real estate.
I think so, too.
You know, I think real estate is what you're good at.
Yeah.
I mean, how many properties do you have now?
Well, I have 16 units, 4 fourplexes, 2 houses.
Okay. So I think real estate is your game.
Yep.
Cryptocurrency isn't one of them.
Right.
But what I was going to say is that next week I'm going to speak to the New York Times about cryptocurrency as donation means. That's right. Some colleges and universities and 501c companies are now taking crypto as donations. And there's some whole bunch of ramifications with that. But we'll talk about that a whole nother time. Ben, thanks again for your call. Let's
Hey, a huge thank you for streaming with me. Now, if you're puzzled about something techie, I'm your gal. Just find the Email Kim link over at commando.com and let those questions fly away. Now, every email gets my eyeballs, I promise. And keep your digital life in the know. Be sure you sign up for my free newsletter over at getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.